It is unlawful. It is unconstitutional. It is a feeble attempt at violating my constitutional right to freedom of speech and of expression. And more so, it is a blatant show of fear by the government. I think the government is really, really afraid of having me speak on radio in the country, which would afford me to speak to a larger segment of the population. I think that's what it is. And we're not going to accept it. We're going to resist it. There's no law whatsoever that states that if a person is charged or accused of anything by the government, and that person no longer has the right to be heard or to speak. It just doesn't make sense.
The government is saying that you are a fugitive who escaped being arrested for an alleged criminal offense against you, and therefore you should not be allowed to host a radio program from the United States.
Well, first of all, Mr. Borte, let's set the facts, put in perspective. I was never charged by the government for any crime. And then this crime, they say, is that I forged a piece of document, a travel document, emergency travel document, which is not the case. They never charged me. They said they were doing an investigation. And they never charged me with anything. Then I left the country. Then they tried to have me brought back into the country through extradition, which failed. So this is the latest attempt at trying to prevent someone who speaks to a large segment of the population from having access to the people using this platform. By the way, Mr. Borte, even if someone is charged and is in court, which is not my case, there's no law. The government does not have the authority, the executive branch at least, to take away somebody's constitutional right to freedom of speech and of expression. They don't have that authority. So what they're attempting to do here, which they will not succeed in doing, it's unconstitutional. That's what it is. Nothing else.
What about the argument that if you are allowed to broadcast from the United States, and let's say you abuse that privilege or you injure somebody in terms of the dissemination of information, how would the government hold you responsible?
But listen, Mr. Borte, there's also no law that says that anybody outside the country cannot speak on radio. There's also another law that says you cannot do prejudicial or take prejudicial actions. The government would have to wait for me to commit a crime, either by incitement to insurrection or incitement of any sort that will lead to violence, to someone getting maimed or a property getting damaged, before the government can then prepare a charge to sue me. The government cannot say, suppose you commit a crime or suppose you incite someone in the future. That's not the way the law works.